Thank you, Mr. President. As you may know all, to date we have 245 civil society organizations, CSOs, that were granted observer status by the Trade and Development Board of INCDAD, and 117 intergovernmental organizations, IGOs, that are enjoying observer status with INCDAD. Member states have received a non-paper that is reflecting all the changes and updates that were consolidated after multiple efforts and exercises undertaken by the INCDAD Secretariat with the objective of updating information contained in the official lists of NGOs and IGOs. And the objective also was to further promote outreach and to facilitate timely communication with observer organizations in view of the preparations for INCDAD 16. This effort or this exercise started back in February 2024. After that, three reminder and guidelines were sent through notification to IGOs and NGOs. And these were starting from March, May, and June 2024. After that, we also undertook efforts to contact these organizations individually whenever it's possible. But some of them, they failed to come back to us. Some of them, they send official letters informing us about change of names. And we found in our exercise or efforts to update this information that many organizations cease to exist, or we can't also find them online, and they fail to communicate with us since many years back. So this paper reflects three different parts. The first one is to inform member states about the change of names of these organizations by informing us officially of these changes, whether IGOs or NGOs. The second part is about the organizations that either ceased to exist or failed to communicate to us, and we couldn't find any way to reach them or to have additional information. And the third part regards parliamentarians. In 2011, the board took a decision to move the Interparliamentary Union from the list of IGOs, from the list of NGOs, sorry, to put it under an annex in, under parliamentary organizations. We also got communication from the Mediterranean Assembly of Parliaments, and they also informed us that they got observer status with the United Nations General Assembly, and they would like to be under a list representing parliamentarians or IGOs. We have also the parliamentary organization of Parliament of Latin America, and we're suggesting also for the consideration of the board to move all these organizations under Annex 1 under International Organization of Parliamentarians. For the information of member states and the board, also all these observer organizations, once they are granted observer status with INCDAD, they are requested to inform us if any changes occur, to keep the listed updated and to keep information with them. On the third part of the organization regarding those that we're suggesting to be delisted, either we lost contact with them, or we found in the yearbook that they ceased to exist, or there were actions also undertaken by the NGO committee serving the ECOSOC in New York, and we got this information. So we're suggesting for now to delist them. Once they manifest interest or they get in touch with us back, then we will inform the board about the follow-up action to be taken then. Thank you, Mr. President. Mm-hmm.